One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. A true tale of the May 15th, 1993 Grateful Dead show in Las Vegas at Sam Boyd Silver Dome when lightning struck the stadium, clouds parted, the sun came out, and people started passing out. Yes, it's true. People were passing out. Lightning hit the stadium. The Grateful Dead were singing like nothing I've ever experienced, and I have actually not even experienced that much Grateful Dead. But this was an incredible experience nonetheless. This was back in 1993. I was living in Seattle. I was rocking the Emerald City during the grunge period. And on the side, the Grateful Dead were making a revival. Wow, they were like the hottest thing in the world. There were hardly any concerts selling out, but the Grateful Dead at that time were selling out every show. And I think in maybe that two-year period from late 1992, early 93 until 95, I had gone to about 13 Dead shows. Really not that much, not that much. But here we are in Seattle, and a group of my friends want to go see the Grateful Dead at Sam Boyd Silver Dome outside of Las Vegas, UNLV basically, just right outside the main strip, and I thought I'd go with them. I was on a roll, might as well keep the roll going. Next thing I know, we're on our way to see the Dead for 3 days. Now, we got tickets late, but we were able to get tickets. And then 7 of us rented a minivan. I can't believe 7 of us got inside a minivan with gear to somehow survive. That's loosely stated. Somehow survive for, well, basically 5 days. I mean, we drove 24 hours straight in shifts to get to this Dead show on time. And that includes pulling in, finding parking, and waking up for the first show. But it was the second show. It was the May 15th, 1993 show that just was, well, just set me apart. I mean, I'm still stunned to this day at what I witnessed at that show. It wasn't a great day. And the weather was, you know, hot, but not blazingly hot. And we're inside the stadium. And the Dead are doing what the Dead do. They're putting on their show. There is, I don't know, 80,000 hippies in there. Grateful Deadheads, Grateful fans, Deadheads, the whole thing. The whole thing. I got to do a podcast on spinners. This is a subculture that I started to notice at Dead shows. And the more I inquired about it, the more I was stunned by spinners. And I would actually go find them for certain parts of shows to just watch them spin, right? And I mean, I've seen just crazy, bizarre things that I can't really say on my G-rated podcast. But nonetheless, we're at this show. And the Dead are just, they're doing something special. I mean, they are doing something special. Okay. Next thing I know, we're walking around. We're near the top of the stadium. Actually, we're not. We're down on the floor. We're down on pretty much the football stadium floor. We're just trying to watch the Dead show. We just got in. That's right. I was getting my Dead shows crossed over. I was about to talk about a different experience because I have many of them from my small stint traveling to Dead shows. But we're on the stadium floor, and all I know is the Dead are jamming out, and we start to notice that this huge storm starts rolling in. Now, we're out in Vegas, so it's pretty much desertscape, and as far as the eye can see, all I can see is open desert land, and we could see this storm coming in from miles away, right? And then you might think the storm's not coming directly towards us. It might pass us. I've been in some vast open landscape where you can see storms going by, but nothing's happening to you or to me. And basically, in our little group of this slice of section of the Dead Show, everyone was thinking, oh, that storm's just going to go on by. But over time, as the Dead started jamming and the show kept on going and it kept on going, we started to notice that this storm seemed like it was coming straight for the stadium. Yeah, no, I can't believe this. I can't believe this. And then we realized that the storm is coming right at the stadium. And I mean, this is a somewhat ominous feeling to be watching this storm creeping in while we're at this concert. It could have went anywhere, but it was coming straight for us, this giant black storm cloud. We could see lightning way off in the distance hitting the earth, and this thing was coming straight at us. It was astounding. And before you knew it, this storm was right on top of us. I mean, there was no more sun. There was a dark cloud. There was lightning. There was a lot of thunder. And people were oohing and aahing and slightly freaking out because this was abnormal, I guess, for Vegas. I don't know. It just was a funkalicious thing. It was really out there. And it got more out there when lightning struck the stadium. Yeah, that's when people started fully freaking out. And I mean, it wasn't like yelling fire in a movie theater. People weren't scrambling, nothing like that. But there was definitely a tonal energetic shift. People were just slightly stunned that lightning had struck the stadium, and it actually shifted the Dead a little bit. Like their music just, there was a small like, ooh, whoa, hey, that's kind of a big deal. Like, wow, lightning's hitting the stadium. And it was right at this transition point, right when the lightning hit the stadium, was right about the end of the sixth song in the set, which was Birdsong. And then there was some musical lingering on stage. Things were shifting around, this kind of thing. I think they were trying to figure out what song they wanted to play. And then they did one of their more famous cover tunes, I believe. Here Comes Sunshine. Right? Now, what a song to play, because at that point, lightning had struck the stadium again, and there was a little bit of rain, and it was just kind of a thing because it was black and cool, and we couldn't see the sun. And I know, looking through the stadium, that you could see the sun far off, but you couldn't see it directly where we were at. So Jerry and the boys, I guess, decided to start singing, well, Here Comes Sunshine, and they were singing, Here Comes Sunshine. And then something very unique, very special, very odd happened, is that everyone was really into it because, well, we all wanted sunshine. And then the next thing I know, I can sense that, you know, there's like 60,000 people singing Here Comes Sunshine. And now, I'm a little speechless because what happened next is by far one of the most amazing experiences I've ever seen in kind of a musical group energy situation. It's beyond what you could kind of put together in your head, beyond logic. I mean, it's beyond anything that basically makes sense. But the next thing I know is I can hear the timbre of Jerry Garcia's voice, and he is singing. Man, he is singing. You can hear him singing, and it's making everyone else energetically singing with him, and people are singing. I mean, he's begging. He's screaming. He's asking. He's supplicating. He is begging. Here Comes Sunshine. I can hear it in his voice. And the next thing I know, holy smokes, the next thing I know, this giant storm cloud over our head, over Sam Boyd's silver bowl, split in half. No lie. And I'll tell you what, man, you talk to anybody that was there, there are 50,000, 60,000, 70,000 people that had seen the same thing I saw. The cloud split in half, and spread apart in two different directions, and the sunshine came in, oh my word, and people were screaming. Okay, and this all happened in a very, very short amount of time during the 7-minute song, Here Comes Sunshine. And then, now if it wasn't great enough, that this cloud like parted, right? Like Moses parting the Red Sea. I mean, this cloud split in half and disappeared. And then the sun, well, came in. And then this rainbow, oh my word, this rainbow came out that just was setting people back. And to just make it even more kind of modern day contemporary funky, is this airplane was kind of like just kind of moving across the sky almost under the rainbow. It just added something so special to that moment. And I'll tell you what, man, people were freaking out. I mean, yeah, I saw a couple of people pass out at that moment. I mean, it just seemed, well, it was absolutely magical. And I'm sure for some people it was a spiritual experience, and for other people it was probably the height of their altered state of experience, you know, because people ingest a lot of things at dead shows, and it was just, I mean, it was so unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then the crew I'm with, my Seattle crew of people, my people I worked with at the Pike Place Market, and some other friends, just, you know, there's probably four of the seven of us in this small group. And I just remember kind of looking around, because there's this energetic movement moving through the crowd. I can hear it as it's moving through people. It's some kind of, I don't want to necessarily call it an entity or a spirit, but something was moving around. I could hear it to my left. And I even looked over because I could follow it based on the sound of people gasping and like just being stunned by some experience. The only thing I can liken it to is the experience people have when a spirit moves through them, right? It's just this visceral experiential thing that occurs, right? And I could follow it, like, because it was just moving through all these people to my left. And it's so funny because I could hear it moving to my left and in front of me, and then kind of moving around to my right, and then it made another U-turn and it started going forward, and then all of a sudden it took another turn and was coming straight at us, and I could hear it moving towards us through people. And then it moved through all of us, yeah, and you know, and the people I was with, Catherine, I believe her name is, a good friend of mine's wife at the time, I saw her buckle backwards. Everybody around us buckled backwards as this, I don't know, energy force just moved right through us. And I looked over and two more people that weren't part of my group completely passed out. I mean, there is no doubt, for some people, a spiritual experience, other people, a total energetic phenomena, other people probably just in their altered state freaking out, right? For me, it was a most phenomenal life experience. And sometimes I think it's like Native American rain dance. You know, you get 70,000 people really vibing on Here Comes Sunshine. Well, you know what? Here came sunshine. And that rainbow came out and that airplane was in the sky. It was totally picturesque. I mean, people were dropping like flies. Yeah, it was. I mean, I have a long list of stories to tell about my dead shows, and that's going to have to be on my YouTube page, because that's going to be the page that's not G-rated. You know, this is just kind of clean storytelling stuff. But that middle show, May 15th, 1993, was just, it went down in history. I mean, I've ran into people that have been there, and just, we all shared this similar experience. And it was vastly profound. It had a huge effect on my life, and it changed how I experienced dead shows and just life in general. I learned a lot at that show about the power of collective human energy, you know, thought, and what it is when you can get 50,000 people meditating on something together. the power that it has. And there's been a number of experiments throughout history done on that. But, you know, sometimes, well, not sometimes, that is a reflection of the power of thinking, people's thinking, individual thinking, but then again, even collective thinking, because all I can say is just, wow. Wow, that was unbelievable. And then you know, after that song, you know, after Here Comes Sunshine, let me see. I got the playlist up here. What'd they do? Oh, Playing in the Band came on next, you know, and then we're on to our next experience. But I talked to people about that, and people were like, yeah, that was just unreal. Unreal. And I was talking to people about that energetic sphere of whatever, moving through the crowd. Yeah, that was... Yeah, that can almost be, for some people, otherworldly. I mean, I personally believe that the physical world is the smallest part of everything that exists, and there's more that exists that we can't see, but sometimes we can experience, you know, and some people whose thinking is very clear and very pure, yeah, they can see a lot of things, right? But that was like one of the most amazingly musical concert-based life experiences I've ever had in my life, and I'm just glad to share it with you today. So thanks for tuning in for this podcast, One Hand Speaks, episode 74, When Lightning Struck the Stadium at the Grateful Dead Show, 1993, May 15th. And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.